Holidays, of course, was a different situation because the places to go to then, as all Dublin people did go, unless you were very affluent altogether, was to go for a week to Bray, and then you'd go to Greystones, or you might go down to Wicklow, and they were all handy runs. But I remember going to Greystones, and there was an awful battle between my father and my brother Jimmy. Now, Jimmy hated swimming. And when we'd all arrived down with our togs, to try and entice us into the water was no bother, for I didn't mind it. I used to get in quickly, knowing I have to get it over with. But Jimmy used to take off down the beach, and my father taking off after him, calling to him and trying to get him back again. And the further he screamed and the longer he screamed, the further Jimmy ran away. Jimmy had no one, didn't get one into the waters, which were very cold, I can assure you, in Greystones. There were big waves coming in, and the beach wasn't a nice sandy beach as it would have been in Dollymount, but it was at a stone beach, which made it very, very difficult. Easier for Jimmy to get away from my father, but certainly my father won out in the long run and brought him back by the scruff of the ears, not as much the neck, but by the ears, and humped him into the water. So that used to be a little practice that was carried out every morning that we went down to have a swim down in Greystones. Naturally enough, my mother was a very astute lady. And what to do with the family of three boys and a girl during the summer holidays? Well, she had a very ready solution to all that. What she did was, she got in touch with her three sisters and her brother, and she farmed us off to each of them. And my brother and I, Michael, we went to Ballyhahel to my aunt Greta. Maura went to Ratkeel to my uncle, and of course also to Ratkeel to my aunt Josie. So we were all parked away for a nice 1 month's holiday down below in Limerick. And then we used to change that around. So the next year, I went down to Croom, to Ballyshan, to Ned Cregan. Ned, a great All-Ireland hurler, won an All-Ireland in 1934 with Limerick. And I stayed with him. And I must say, never did I enjoy a holiday more than down in Croom with as I called him, my Uncle Ned. Actually, he was related by marriage to my aunt in Ballyhahel and Greta Cregan. So one particular day, my uncle, as I called him, Uncle Ned, came in on his motorbike, and there was a long, from the road up to the farmhouse, there was a big long path through the field, and there were milking the cattle at the time. And I ran to open the gate into the farmhouse. And with that, this cow, and I'll always remember him because he had a broken horn. He had one horn and then a broken horn. And he ran after me. And I ran like blazes and jumped into a ditch full of nettles in my short little pants on me. And the screams and the roars from myself having gone into a blinked ditch of nettles, I will never forget, and it took them an hour to pacify me while they were rubbing on lotions and everything else to cure all the nettles and all the mark of the nettles on my legs. But I had my revenge. When I got brave after that to go to the fields where the milking was going on, and there was the self same cow, and she was after being milked, and I had my hurley with me. And I had the courage to go up, and I hit this cow a belt on the backside. And the poor old animal took off down the field, and that gave me great satisfaction. I said I had got my own back on that particular cow. But what I loved about Limerick and that particular holiday was that Ned Cregan and I used to go out to the fields, and we used to play hurling, and we hit the ball, and he used to get me, don't keep hitting them with your left, you'll have to use your right. And he directed me to play the ball on the right hand side, and I did very little hurling on the right side at that particular time of my life. But down below in Limerick, I soon got involved hitting the ball on the right hand side, because he said, we'll walk in if you don't keep up playing the right hand side of the hurl. And I learned to play right handed very, very well, as I was left handed.